So we're sitting there.
Different, isn't it? Right, it's recording now anyway, so.
Well. Well. It's been so long. What do we even start with, usually?
Normally just inane shit, like this.
Well, in that case, it has been so long.
You forgot the shit, yeah.
We forgot how to start.
Chat a load of breeze and then a jingle, and then we chat more breeze, and probably breeze. Another jingle. And then sometimes we have an outro, sometimes we just finish it.
Got the taste for it. Well, I haven't.
Have you lost that?
Yeah.
Wit it, yeah. So yeah, we've both got coronavirus, innit?
Both got coronavirus, yeah.
The Delta variant, I think.
Well.
Unconfirmed, but I
kind of want them to tell me. You know, when you do the PCR, clearly the government takes all the stats and they just tell you you're positive, even though you already know.
Well, you need to ask the test and trace people when you ring them up for the fucking fourth time in the day.
You haven't called today.
Oh, they don't love you anymore.
Did they call you?
Yeah, they rang me this morning.
Really?
Yeah. They like calling me.
Rude, isn't it? They give me a break today.
Yeah, I just got nothing better to do, really. But it's a different person every time. You can't build a rapport.
No.
I'd like it to be the same person, so you can build a bit of a rapport.
Dedicated account manager.
Dedicated... A COVID manager.
So you're going to be assigned William today.
Yeah. It'd just be nicer, isn't it? So then you can get to know the person and you can have a bit of a laugh with them and they could be like, oh, how you feeling? How's your nan?
You're like a Hollywood friendship. Not Hollywood friendship. A holiday friendship. You know, when you get holiday friends, you go abroad and you get holiday friends.
Well, it's just like when you like deal with like customer service and on the phone you kind of build up a little, and they're like, oh, yeah, we sorted that out for you. You're like, oh, cheers. I'll never speak to you again ever again, Sandra, but cheers.
It's been a good 2 weeks.
But no, it's just boring, isn't it, really?
It's boring.
I mean, I've been in bed for like the past 5 days, so...
Comatosed.
Yeah. Well, I felt... I had the symptoms. Well, I don't know. I just had like a cold, but apparently that's
the symptoms. Give me your running order.
I had the symptoms, which was a cold, because apparently that's a Delta variant symptoms, but the government don't want to change the actual symptoms anymore, even though it's the most popular thing.
Most popular.
Well, apparently sneezing's more common than coughing now.
Yeah. Well, I haven't... I was going to say I haven't coughed once, but I have.
You have been coughing quite a bit, and you've been sneezing.
I haven't been coughing that much, though. Not quite as barking, you know.
Yeah, but I would just, from like Wednesday till, this was last week or whatever, Wednesday till Sunday, I felt like grim. But I was like not just laying in bed all day, then fucking Monday till today, I've just been in bed like every day.
Yeah.
No appetite, no nothing.
Well,
yeah, so we'll best get some more press shots done because I'm looking pretty fucking slender.
Who's that fitting?
Basically a zombie comatose with no body fat at all, but I'm looking slim, baby. Can't move. Can't function. Brain doesn't work, but I'm slim. So.
Well, there he is. That's one of the symptoms, if you do care so to see. I've had fever. I've had fever, chills, cold sweats.
Have you had backache?
I've had a bit of backache, but yeah,
my mate was having
sleeping
backache.
At a different angle.
Could be that. You're meant to sleep on you're meant to sleep in the prone position if you got a cough.
Sorry, in my head I was just like, what? Squatting?
Nah, prone.
Proning
is laying on your front.
Ooh.
Apparently that's good for coughing.
It's not good for your head, though, is it? For your neck.
Yeah, but who needs a neck? If you've got a cough, sort your cough out.
Sure. Oh, no.
Because it puts less pressure on or something.
Really?
I think so. Must be good for something. They were doing it to everyone in hospital, weren't they? Putting them in the front. We had to keep turning people over.
Yeah. You've got to get golden brown on both sides, haven't you? So.
Yeah, you don't want to get an even tan.
Even tan sausages
from the fucking hospital lights and that.
What else have I had? Well, I seem to have lost my smell and taste. What taste did I have anyway? Christ.
Well, I think I'm the fucking.
I don't want to say it. What else? What else have I had? Just been through the wars.
I'm just glad that I can now actually like eat food and oh, I've got a bit of headache now, but
well,
eat food and like sort of
what was so far
move,
over there?
Move about a bit.
Yeah,
because that was like just well boring, not being able to get out of bed.
Yeah, like I've been saying, it's very weird how different our symptoms are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, like, it's just fucking. It's dull. Just.
Yeah, but being ill in general is not fucking fun.
Well, not
is
like
it?
Being ill is self isolating. Obviously, we're doing it, but like. Self isolating compared to lockdown. Lockdown, you can. You know, at least. Breathe some external air.
Yeah, open a window. There you go, external air.
Yeah, but. We're at 4 walls for 10 days. What are we at? 7 now? Something like that.
No, you're on 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have been in for 11 days. What time am I out, won't I?
Right, con.
So it's Sunday as well.
Yeah, fucking make the numbers up, don't they, themselves, these bloody testing tradespeople.
Yeah. You've done longer, to be fair. She felt like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they said I could go out today, but I was like, it's pointless me fucking going. Well, go out tonight, well, midnight.
One of but the then, times they said that.
Yeah, but what's the point if you've still got to self-isolate? Because surely I can still fucking carry the virus kicking about. But they're just like, yeah, if you...
It's very daft.
You can go out and, as long as you don't have the fever. But if you're still coughing, you can go out.
Yeah, if you're still coughing, you can go out. And if you've still got your no sense of smell and taste, you can go out.
They're basically just saying if you've got the fever, you've still got the virus. But it's like, surely like...
Yeah.
If people know that you've been indoors because you've had coronavirus and you're like meeting up with them, like, yeah, it's fine now, but you're coughing all the time. People aren't going to want to be mates with you. They're not going to want to go down the bloody Wetherspoons with you whilst you're coughing.
No, because you already feel bad enough when you like you sneeze or you cough in public at the moment. Like, imagine if it was like for 3 times the volume.
The thing is, with wearing a face mask and sneezing, what do you do? Do you take the mask off and sneeze? Do you just sneeze in it?
If I've got my mask on and I'm sneezing, I sneeze into the mask, but also still do the elbow thing.
See, I'll take the mask off because I don't want a snotty mask, because that's basically like saying if you need a shit when you're wearing underwear, do you shit in your underwear or do you go to a toilet?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I don't know, I just didn't shit myself, to be honest.
I would piss myself normally, but...
It's just what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Openly just admitting on a podcast that you shit yourself and I piss myself. How old are we? 25-year-old blokes. You're 26.
Well, don't want to brag. What I'm bragging about.
Don't write the date of birth down. Test and Trace have that.
Yeah.
Every time they ring you up, how old are you? What's your race? Two things that really don't matter. You've got them on your system anyway.
Do you mind saying your ethnicity? Is it going to change who I am?
Yeah, well, no. we just want to know. Nosy bastard. No, I've got size 10 feet as well, if you want to know that. My index finger's 5.78 inches long, if you wanted to know that as well. Test and Trace.
My eyes.
Actually, that's probably an over-exaggeration, but blokes always over-exaggerate. So. Than inches, had a couple.
You know. How you spelling it?
What?
I don't know why. So it's how you're spelling it, but it doesn't even match up.
Edit that out.
You won't know, will you?
No, but it lets people know that I thought about it.
Symptoms of, you know, an editor.
We've watched Derek, though, in like the past 2 days.
Yeah.
We just need to watch a special episode.
Yeah.
Which is what it's called on Netflix.
I hope it is as well.
Oh, it's a wedding, isn't it? So, giving away a load of spoilers, yeah, though.
Well, does say in the little synopsis, doesn't it? So
yeah, but...
Bio.
If someone had it on DVD and they didn't read the back?
Well, then I'm sorry, but...
Are you still buying DVDs, I suppose, is the best question.
Yeah, I should just get rid of mine.
I could probably play Blu-ray on the PS5.
Ah, Blu-ray. Well, you could play DVDs, yeah, but you'd have to download a driver, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I remembered that when we first moved in here. I wanted to watch Gavin and Stacey, but we didn't have any internet.
Mm.
And I went to play it. I put it on the PlayStation, and it was like, oh, yeah, got to download it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, brilliant. Shit.
Can't
I
do
just,
that.
I don't know. I think I just sat around just for, like, 3 days.
Wow.
Now I got that job down at Truman Brew, didn't I? So I just fucking just was working, so I didn't need to worry about it.
bit of Superbock. Easy.
That was too much Superbock, really.
Well, I don't know. Did I ever have any? I don't think I've had this.
You've never had Superbock?
Great chat, isn't it? Maybe I have.
Oh, I'm sure you've had a Superbock.
Didn't they have Superbock at a strong room as well at one point?
Probably. It's just a it's just an easy going beer, isn't it? Superbock.
Easy going.
Superbock.
Superbock, Matt.
They sell it in small things in Portugal.
Stubbies.
They sell it in the stubbies because it's so hot that it gets too hot by the bottom of it. So they sell
it. Yeah, you do half pints of road, don't they?
You just neck it. It gets too warm at the bottom.
Back in my day, they do full pints.
I'd rather have a double pint and it'd be really warm halfway through and disgusting and flat.
Double pint.
2 pint, isn't it?
That's two.
They're just, yeah, but them double pint, them 2 pint fucking things you could get like Ali Pali and that, well boring. It's just big and it just gets flat really quickly.
The good thing about when you get a drink, mate, let's say you get one pint, Alexander Palace or something like that. You get the 1 pint because you want it to go quick, so you actually can then enjoy the gig. Because the entire time you've got a drink in your hand, I don't enjoy the gig. Because I know it's just going to get down me.
See, I can't enjoy any scenario of a social kind without something in my hand.
Oh, no. I'll keep the cup in my hand until I'm, done.
Yeah, but if I don't have a glass in my hand, I don't know what to do with my hand.
Yeah, so I always have to do stuff with my hands.
Just sort of like...
Yeah.
Podcast, people can't see. But like that meme of that guy in a red t-shirt, he's like...
Or the Spider-Man who are looking at each other like...
Yeah, I just have my hands, just like, what do I do?
What do I do? Well, that's very true. You can always just hold the empty cup.
Yeah, but then I'll start trying to drink it and it's empty and I look like a fucking mental.
Yeah, frustrating, isn't it?
People will just look at me and just go, who's this fucking crazy guy drinking?
Take yourself like a cereal bar. Hold that.
I was thinking, the Rice Krispie ones are quite good.
Squares?
No, not the Rice Krispie, the Rice Krispie cereal bars.
Oh, no, yeah, I remember.
Squares are good as well, though. I like squares.
A bunch of different ones, didn't they?
Yeah. I might buy some squares, actually.
I don't know about them. They're all right. They're just a bit like... A bit too sickly, aren't they?
Well, it's just for kids, isn't it?
Should it be, though?
Well, not really, but...
All right, Jamie Oliver. So, yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Take my school dinners away from me.
What are you going to do? Open up a fucking failing chain of restaurants?
Well, do you know the ones abroad are still in action?
What, Jamie's... Whatever he's got abroad?
Yeah, yeah. I think he sold the abroad versions.
Yeah, but it's no wonder his fucking place closed down because he's just selling overpriced Italian food.
Yeah, but that's the issue. Unless you've got, barely any overheads or the cost price of the fresh ingredients is good, you're not going to make any money.
No, and it was just...
You don't make money in food. That's the fact.
You make money in drink, innit, see that?
Mm.
And it was probably just, fairly mediocre, and he... Also was just like, there's too much sugar in all these drinks. And then all of his drinks had too much sugar in them.
Well, you're going to, you've got to take the smooth of the rough, Will.
Not going to edit that out.
Edit out.
Yeah, but that's Jamie Oliver. So that's him covered.
Well, covered in his sugary drinks, yeah.
He's all right, but sometimes he just tries too hard.
It's like a sherbet lemon.
Ah, quite good, though.
Once you've licked off the sugar... Boring inside.
Yeah, they are well boring. Once you've
Yeah,
they're quite dull.
Those fine sauces.
Just spit them out.
Once you've ripped off the fucking side of it and taken the sherbet out of it, what's the point in the saucer?
Yeah, but what is the saucer made of? Like fucking rice paper?
Probably, yeah.
It's like foam. It's like them things where you're like, should I actually be eating this?
Tastes
I
don't like think this is bag. Edible.
What?
Tastes a bit like a tea bag.
It's like a fortune cookie where you're like,
yeah.
Should I eat this? Should I not? Because... But the flying sauce is
good luck, they might say.
15.
So.
It's a lucky number, innit?
Is it?
Well, in a fortune cookie, it might be.
Wait, is it yours?
No, I ain't got a lucky number.
All right.
Too much superstition than that. It's just bollocks, innit?
Two magpies.
rarely see one chicken, these days.
I was going to say chicken's foot, but it's a rabbit's foot, isn't it?
Bloody too many of these fucking fancy birds coming in over here and seeing their magpies' jobs.
Bloody with their fucking gemstones.
Green bloody parakeets.
Mm. Tarot cards.
Saw a rat the other day, actually. I forgot to tell you that, in the Bethnal Green Park by the gardens or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's like three of them.
Just chilling.
Yeah, I took a photo. Because he was like, oh, it's a rat. He's getting quite confident here. He's coming quite close.
Hmm.
Didn't have anything to give him.
It's just a bald squirrel.
No, it's definitely a rat.
Oh, right.
It's quite big.
They do get big.
Yeah, the rats. So, you see, remember that? There was that super rat that was like a foot long. I measured it next to a Subway, I think.
Oh.
The
Subway sandwich, yeah. Not a train.
It's the only way I realise that there's 12 inches in a foot is because of Subway.
Yeah.
Foot longer than 6 inch.
Yeah, yeah. You always get the foot long now, don't you?
No point getting a 6 inch. Why?
Because you can always have 6 later.
Yeah, have 6 for now, 6 for later.
Or 12 at once.
Yeah, I'd normally just have all of it at once and then go, I should have bought 2.
No, I'll have all of it at once and then regret it the entire time. Also, I can't eat Subway near anybody.
Oh, Subway, you have to eat
it. I have to eat it by myself.
And you have to sit down with a plate.
Obviously by myself. I've bought it for me. With a plate, yeah. It's runny as fuck. And your breath always smells like shite. Well, especially with what I get. I always get like the... I used to get Italian BMT. This is what I was like. I'll go through what I used to get. So when I used to work at Go Outdoors, there used to be a Subway round the corner in Sheffield.
Could you just continually smell the Subway? Because Subway's just got that lingering smell.
It wasn't that close to the store, but close enough.
Imagine living above a Subway.
Be a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Constantly want one.
But anyway, I used to go round from work to get Subway on my lunch break. Italian BMT at the time, when I used to eat meat.
Was that bacon, mashed potato, BMT?
It's
Italian. No, bacon, mashed potato.
But why is it BMT? It's a variety of cut meats.
Why am I saying mashed potato BMT? Like potato begins with a T, like I'm a fucking mongoose.
Get. You could just be the first letter. It wasn't bacon, and it wasn't mashed potato. It was, it could be just mashed tato. There you go.
mashed tato.
Mashed tato.
Stir fried veg.
What was it? It was bologna.
Bologna. Yeah, that's Italian, isn't it? Bologna. That thing that no one really knows what it is.
It might have just stood for like big meat trio or something like that.
Should we Google it?
Yeah, but it was like salami.
What is Italian BMT?
It was like three different hams. Either way, I'd have that with
Genoa salami, spicy pepper. What, BMT doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Maybe it's just like Big Man Ting, maybe. Oh, don't give me on that.
Oi, bruv, can I get a Big Man Ting, please?
What's this shit?
You got 4 cameras on your phone.
Need them for all the fucking pervin.
What's your 4th one for, little boy?
What, that one there?
Yeah.
That's a Lindar scanner. They do Black Forest ham now.
You know, Linda in Portuguese is beautiful. There you go.
So it's salami, pepperoni and Black Forest ham. Ah, BMT, big meaty tasty. Get it.
Is it actually called that?
That's what it says at the end. Big, incredible, meaty, tasty. Get it.
Well, I used to get a variety of salad in it. And then a mixture of Southwest sauce, chipotle sauce, and mayonnaise. And that's where the lingering flavour and taste and constant sort of bad breath would come from after that.
I also think the sauce combo there would be quite liquidy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd sit in the staff room with it, pissing everywhere.
Just dripping.
Mm. And now, just a selection of veg and salad and the same sauce, just not meat. Really, damn, I bet you've so happy to have waited 2 months podcast for that.
For us to, I feel like we've already discussed Subway on this before as well.
Probably.
No, probably we just discussed it ourselves.
Well, it's a catch 12 inch, isn't it? So,
but yeah, basically, get a 12 inch and then get cookies.
See, I don't rate the cookies.
No,
for the price, they're shit.
No, I think for the price, they're quite reasonable.
Mm.
Like good cookies.
Just because I know, like, I'm going back to when I used to go, when I was at work, there was a Sainsbury's next door, and you could get a pack of cookies that was better than the ones in Subway.
Nah, just simple, you know. Sainsbury's cookies, isn't there? Subway ones are, you know, baked with passion by the local Subway artistes.
Oh, yeah, the artistes. Because we watched that.
No, we watched that video, didn't we, of that bloke in Subway make it. Fucking hell, that was boring. Why did we... We didn't even have to stay indoors when we watched that.
No, but it was eye-opening.
It was just that... It was when he put the thing in the cucumber and just span it, and it was just fucking flying all over the gaff. And the olives coming out like bag.
And when he was telling us how to make the cookies, or specifically, he was alive.
Yeah, and he like slammed the cookies on the side, and that's how they make them flat.
Yeah. Little blobs.
But he was rushing about. Proper rushing making things. But he said, I had time to film it all, so fair play to it, lad.
Yeah, I think he had, what, half an hour to open the store up, but also, like, prep the whole place and put the cookies in.
Mental. Yeah, should just started work earlier, really, shouldn't he?
Busy boy, or staff it more.
Start half an hour earlier and he could stop rushing around like a fucking...
Blue-ass fly.
Sweater.
You heard that phrase?
Yeah, blue-ass fly, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Traditional phrase, really old one. Yeah, Subway's alright though, innit?
Yeah.
Has coronavirus made us more boring?
I think you might have done. To be honest though, it's when you speak to people like, ah, oh, what have you been up to recently? Like, actually fuck all, mate? Like...
Yeah, but then you've got some busybodies that are like, oh, yeah, Monday I went paragliding, Tuesday I went out to sit down meal with my nan, and then Tuesday evening I had a sit down meal with my dad, and then Wednesday I went out and fucking went out sailboating, and then Thursday, so what? Just sit down.
I've seen a lot. I wouldn't say I've seen a lot. I've seen a few people recently on Instagram. You know that place that's literally just like, you know, you've got Junkyard Golf and you've got like Flight Club. But you've also got that place where you just throw an axe at the wall.
Yeah.
And apparently that's fun.
I mean, it would be quite fun throwing an axe at a wall. I once threw a pickaxe at a floor.
It's in like...
Throwing a pickaxe at the floor was fun.
Yeah, well...
More dangerous because there was the chance the pickaxe was going to fall off and kill someone. Yeah, but throwing an axe at a wall must probably be quite fun.
Yeah, but I can't imagine it's a day out.
I think it'd take... depending on the cost of it,
yeah.
I think it would take the piss.
So, well done.
Even the concept of Flight Club sort of, to me, takes a piss.
Yeah.
Because you probably buy a dartboard for 40 quid.
Yeah, true. It was expensive when I went. Such is life.
Also, I probably just wouldn't go Flight Club because I'm not good at darts.
I'm shit at darts.
It's just embarrassing because there's other people watching
you. When's the camaraderie?
I want to go out go-karting though one day. That'd be fun.
Last time I went go-karting, I wasn't going slowly. But wasn't going particularly quickly because I think it was like one of my first laps. And to cut the long story short, Will, I nearly snapped my neck because one of my friends just slammed right into the back of me.
Probably should have been going faster.
Or they should have been more careful.
Yeah, they should probably should have used the brakes as well, actually.
Yeah.
No, there's a go-karting thing down by Mile End.
All right.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
Let's do it.
I saw some lads racing like e-scooters on there when it was closed the other day. Not the other day, a couple of months ago.
Oh, it's outside then?
Yeah, outdoor track.
Mm.
It's pretty good. Just brave the elements.
I only been to an indoor one. In the delights Sheepridge.
See, I've not been to an indoor one. I've been to a couple of outdoor ones.
Mm.
Pretty good fun.
Only been once. As you can have you heard?
Two or three times.
The memory wasn't great.
Done quad bike racing as well, that's pretty fucking good.
Hmm.
Just because it's on a quad bike, isn't it?
Have you done archery?
Yeah, I fucking hated archery.
I quite like archery.
The instructor was right in knobhead.
Ooh. We don't like swears on this podcast, William.
Yeah, but I don't know, archery to me, it's like, I'd rather shoot a gun than shoot an arrow.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I think, I don't know, actually. You know, there's people that come back from the US and say, oh, I went to a fucking shooting range.
See, I'll probably
go... Do you reckon they've got shooting ranges in the UK?
Yeah. Police stations and that.
No, yeah.
There's definitely a couple of shooting ranges kicking about. We'll probably find one.
I don't really want to. Like archery.
Shooting range, London.
This is what it's come to as well.
So loud. And there's one on Tooley Street.
Tooley.
The Marylebone Pistol Rifle and Pistol Club, but nowhere near there because it's in South London.
I bet you've
got to
be like a signed member and have a license.
It accepts Apple Pay.
That's good. That's good. Hopefully not Google Pay because, you know, they know what sort they want.
It's 100-year-old.
100 quid to get in as well.
Promoting shooting sports in the heart of the City of London and at Bisley. Oh, it looks a bit bleak, actually. It looks like a school. Just with guns and
targets. I don't know
why
it's reminded me of this, but you know the slow train from Marylebone to Wickham? The one that stops at the golf club that has its own station.
Denham Golf Club or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know why it reminded me of that, but it reminded me of the pompous attitude to Buckinghamshire, his Tory line, and having a fucking golf course.
What sort of fucking... Mm. That's only £23 per month.
Only? That's, you know...
But if you're over 65, it's £11.50 per month. Should you be encouraging the elderly to be shooting guns?
Do you reckon they've got a booper?
Oh, yeah, you might get booper healthcare included. Mm.
Chance to be a fine thing.
No, just shooting a gun, it's just more relevant, isn't it, than shooting an arrow.
More relevant?
Yeah, like to modern times.
Yeah, but... You know... Kevlar, so he's close
to
chainmail.
It's got a club room with free Wi-Fi, and it's got access for disabled shooters. That's pretty cool.
Hmm. Well, you'd hope so. You don't want to stigmatise.
And you don't need a fire's license for it.
Fire's license.
You can just go.
Did he just... Yeah, I'm all right. Well, there we go.
We'll do a day trip there one day.
Welcome to the Republican podcast.
Just give it a go. Got to give everything a go at some point, didn't you?
Yeah.
You've got a Facebook page as well.
Maybe... Modern. Well...
Yeah, shooting arrows is a bit boring, isn't it?
I quite like archery. I said, quite like it.
No, guns are just bam,
bam, bam, bam. Now you always used to get the people that would go to America, go to a driving range, be like, "Oh, look at me!"
What, and do a bit of golf,
testing the local culture.
Bit of golf and driving range. Yeah,
there he is. Well, it could be driving range, shooting range, archery range, the range, the shop.
But what the one thing I don't get about the people that go America and go on a firing range is the people that are like making sure they get like a load of videos of it.
Yeah.
It's like, well done, mate, you're firing an AR-15. That same gun's been used to kill 15 kids.
In a school.
Exactly.
So.
Exact same gun. I just took it off him.
Yeah.
Cleaned up a bit and thought, donate it.
Give you still on the Call of Duty, surely. So.
Yeah. AMAX and it's AR-56. Yeah, bloody good gun. But, not top of the... I mean, America's not really top of my list of places to go.
Canada, server up.
But if I was on the top of the list of things to do in America, it also wouldn't be going to a firing range.
No.
If I happened to stumble past one, I'd probably give it a go.
I think Disney's at the bottom.
Nah, Disney parks in America look mad. They look well good.
I don't like theme parks. I don't care for Disney.
Disney parks are different though, isn't it? It's magical.
Well, I enjoyed it when I went to the Paris one. As a kid, But we spent more time in the Disney Studios section.
Studios
and saw the stunt cars and shit. So
yeah, it's pretty fun. Good.
I drew the dragon from Mulan.
Fair play.
So
Pixar's better though, isn't it, really? So
yeah. Yeah.
Well better.
Sold. To the highest bidder.
There we go. We've solved something here today.
Solvents. There you go.
People probably wonder why we have guests on quite often.
Yeah,
this has been 30 minutes.
Has it?
Yeah, it's not bad, really.
Not bad. That's pretty good.
I mean, we got on to Subway from me seeing a rat in a park.
And we got on to guns from Subway.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Archery.
Quad bike. It was because of quad bike. Because of
go-karts.
Go-kart. I don't even know how we got onto go-karts.
Do
people really, they don't want to hear us backtracking.
No, if you want to backtrack. Reverse it.
Yeah, just go back through.
Rewind, sonny.
But then listen to it. No, listen to it all the way through and then go back to the point that you wanted to hear about and then listen from there to the end again because it'll probably give us a listen.
And you can listen 1.5 speed. I did that thing on WhatsApp the other day.
What, where you listen to voice messages really quickly?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
2x speed.
It's quick. Because voice messages are fucking slow.
Yeah.
Because how long it takes someone to type out a message that has just been like, just pop into shops, Rodney think. Does someone say that as a voice message? Oh, yeah, just going to pop to the shops, probably like Tesco or Londis or something. Yeah, do you want anything? I'm just getting a few little bits.
Tesco.
Yeah, just going to get probably a few little picky bits. You know, maybe like a 10-pack of Rizzler or something. Just say you're going to the shop.
Shop, what out?
And then they might have a sneeze midway through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do voice messages, me.
No.
I don't even like phone calls, really.
See, I don't really like phone calls, but, you know.
Sometimes it's easier. If you could understand a word like that. Been a long day.
That was actually genuine.
For me, it's actually been quite a long day.
Well, usually we're in bed by 10 a.m, so.
My old routine was wake up, have some breakfast, be tired after eating breakfast, have a shower and go back to bed.
And then periodically come back out for a huel.
Yeah, and then just come and have a huel. It's just the only thing I could actually consume.
Consume, eh?
But I'm going to get a takeaway tonight.
Same. Ooh. BLT.
Don't know what I'm going to probably just ask rate my takeaway, what he suggests.
What do you suggest? London. I've never been to London. Don't see the point.
Thing is with London, like, it's, you know, you go down and it costs you 50 quid for one chip.
I remember as a kid, you talk about London. Bear in mind, prior to being 18, I'd only been to London once.
Yeah.
Some friends had never even been. And some people were like, no reason to go. Just don't care about it.
If you've been on a Ferris wheel at the travelling theme park, you don't need to go on a big wheel. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
20 quid to look at someone that's on the ground. Stay on the ground. There's a lot of things, actually, to see in London. The smog, the pollution.
Yeah. Well, some of the pollution you can't even see. It's that good.
That's how good it is, yeah.
Immersive.
We've got... It's just, but the same people that say, oh, I don't see the point in going there, are the people that have just never left their hometown, have never left the street they were born on.
Yeah.
Their house is there, the hospital was 2 doors down and the shop's 3 doors up, and there's the school's at the bottom of the road.
Yeah.
Oh, don't see the point in going anywhere else, got it all on one street.
My favourite thing was the fact that, like, generally, if you look at sort of cross section of the people from my year that actually left town, it was basically the people in the middle groups. Nerds stayed, popular people stayed.
Yeah, but nerds have a basement.
Everybody else, yeah, true. Where they keep all their friends,
bodies. No point leaving if you got a basement to stay in.
You know, David Tennant's real name is actually David McDonald.
Yeah, but that's too close to the other McDonald, isn't it? The farm.
What, Owen Arnold, the farmer?
Yeah.
Very true.
Sorry, I've just been thinking about that takeaway I'm going to order.
What are you thinking?
Don't know. I was thinking in bed about it earlier when I woke up, and I was thinking, like, wouldn't it be good if a Chinese restaurant did, like, sort of like a mixed hors d'oeuvres, but a mixed entire menu, so you just got a little bit of everything you want. So, like, they just gave you, like, a spoon, like, a scoop of rice and a scoop of noodle and, like, a little bit of everything so that you've got a bit of everything but you haven't spent 50 quid and you can only eat, like, a little bit of it.
Yeah. But all in just small size foil cartons.
No, it's like in like a pot thing. Like a thing. And then it's all just in there and you just have on it. Because I'm just thinking it'd be good, like a couple of spring rolls. And you're like, oh, decent, I like them.
Normal size portion of spring rolls.
Yeah, but then you get like, but then are you getting, this is the thing with Chinese and Indian. It's like, am I getting two spring rolls? Am I getting four? How many is a portion?
Oh, yeah, true.
Am I getting one onion bhaji when I order a portion? How many poppadoms am I getting here?
Standardise it, surely.
Just say on the menu, just onion bhaji and then in brackets, two piece.
Yeah. Two fucking spring rolls, size of your big toe.
Yeah, spring roll as well, you get some that big. Some
10 spring rolls, size of your other toes.
Wong Tong.
We used to go to, so from year 10, I think it was year 10. Yeah, from year 10, you could leave school to get lunch. So we used to go up to Wok Wonder. I'd have my packed lunch, so
getting a Chinese at lunchtime sounds awful
your education. It wasn't like it's only a bit comatose really, but it was like a they call it like a rice box or something like that. Essentially it was rice, chips, and either sweet and sour sauce or curry sauce.
That sounds pretty fucking good, to be honest with you.
It was class, yeah.
But still, all that fucking MSG must be so awful for your brain. Just be like sweating, red, really itchy.
I didn't have it often, but some people would have it once a week, twice a week maybe.
Yeah, you couldn't have that more than once a week, really.
It wasn't for me. Occasionally it was, but not always.
Half and half, that's that thing, isn't it? Where you have half chips, half rice.
That wasn't an option, that one.
That's half and half. I think that's a Welsh thing, half and half. You have it with a curry, you have half and half.
It's definitely not a Chinese thing, is it?
We might get it in a Chinese restaurant as well.
Yeah, but half. Chinese food isn't Chinese, is it?
Well, yeah, but neither's fucking half the Italian pizza that we supposedly eat in this country.
Oh, yeah, true. Very true, very true. Very true.
Appeals to the masses, isn't it? And that's what people want, and that's what sells.
Just English, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it's like
cooked in a wok and it's rice and noodles. It's what people want. Basically Chinese, isn't it? It's closer to Chinese than it is a fucking roast dinner.
Yeah. I'd love a Yorkshire pudding right now. Not that I could taste it.
It should be texture, innit?
Are we going off memory alone?
Yeah, but the thing is, the beauty of not being able to taste anything is you can just eat all the food that's horrible but good for you and you don't have to worry about it.
Maybe this is the time I haven't... No, because I'd know what a texture is like. Still, I still couldn't eat a banana now.
What if it's blended up with water?
No, water. It's texture, isn't it? Texture's the problem.
What if it's blended up with water? Just a watery banana-y slop.
It's bad enough. Let alone with that.
Yeah, it's not like an apple that you can juice. You can't really juice a banana.
No. Sorry, for a minute I was like, you can't juice an apple though, can you? And obviously that's how you get apple juice, so.
You just put it under pressure, innit?
You know what I wish we had?
What?
One of those orange juices. You know, the ones you get in like
the ones that are in random cafes?
Yeah.
That it's like the coffees and the coffee and tea shit, but they've got a fresh orange juice maker.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, fair play. You're giving me bottom of the barrel fucking egg here, but you got a 600 quid orange juicer.
One of the best things about Dutch supermarkets.
Is it a fresh juicer?
Mm.
Yeah, but I'm sure you could probably find a fresh orange juicer in one of these fancy ones.
Probably, yeah.
probably charge you about £8.
That's the difference though, isn't it? What I could do is just get some oranges and punch them.
Or just buy a carton of orange juice.
Yeah, you don't get the stress relief, do you?
Yeah, but punching oranges just will make you look like a fucking sociopath.
No, it's socialite.
You just look meant just walking around punching. I suppose I'm adding in the fact that you're walking around punching oranges.
I'm not. Standing
you
still.
Were planning on doing it at home. Yeah. On that,
I'm not
going to
go in the street and do it. I don't want to go gritting my orange juice, do I? From the floor.
No, you go against the wall and have like a bit of clean film on it, and then have a glass underneath for catching it.
Yeah.
I've thought it through.
Sorry, what was that?
Don't think I've not.
Exactly, I've thought it. I've thought
I've it planned through. It. I've planned it all. It's all a Pearson.
It's all a Pearson. It's all a Pearson. Right. What else have we got? I made a little list.
We haven't stuck to the list at all, have we?
We've not even really got a lot.
I didn't know there was a list.
I said to you, we could do a full review of all diseased-based films, but
I've not seen any. Apart from that,
seen many.
What's that one that we watched last year?
Contagion.
Yeah.
Shit, wasn't it?
That just went on and on and on, and then it just ended.
World War Z is good.
It's not only disease-based, though. Zombies, isn't
zombies,
it?
Zombies, mate.
Yeah, zombies.
Starts of a disease.
Yeah, but Shaun of the Dead, then. Good film.
It doesn't start with disease, though, does it?
Yeah, but if we're putting World War Z into the category because zombies are a disease, then how did the zombies start?
Well,
it was a disease kicking about, wasn't there? Because there's people dying and that.
True.
There we go. Shaun of the Dead, bloody good film.
Bloody good film. Bloody good film. I put down here possible guest host instead of Will, just in case you were too ill.
Yeah, we could have done that actually. I could have just put on an accent.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna meet you. Nice to be here.
I didn't know because it's a special episode whether we'd talk about anything normal.
We've definitely not spoke about anything fucking normal.
No, but I didn't know if we'd do like
nothing normal has been said.
What we've been listening to and all that jazz. You haven't been listening to anything. You've been sat in silence, haven't you? But
it's been quite nice. It's actually really relaxing.
Yeah.
Apart from all the noise from outside, all the fucking yobs and those people having that party.
I think it's more annoying because you can't go outside and
join in.
Yeah, you can't go outside and join in.
And also, because
I'm in limbo for fucking half a week.
Because my head hurts and my throat hurts a bit. I can't shout at them either.
No.
Could throw an egg, though, I suppose.
No, what?
Actually, no, I couldn't throw an egg because that's wasteful on an egg. What if I need an egg? Can't go out and buy more.
Yeah.
But then again, if I'm throwing eggs at people out the window, I can't really leave the house anyway. Cause
basically, what we're saying, listeners, is you don't know you're born.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got it right.
It's all right, really, isn't it?
But by the 25th, I said to the track and trace person the other day, my time's up on the...
My time's up. I've done my 10 stretch.
Yeah, my time's up 23:59 on the 24th, so catch me outside at midnight on the 25th.
Jeez. Yeah, they'll ring you up in the morning.
What?
They'll ring you up in the morning of the day being like, you're free tonight, just to let you know.
Yeah, they ring you up.
Oh, you're free tonight? And you're like, cheers.
Like, are you free tonight?
Yeah, I'll be like, right, well, so I've built a rapport with you because, you know, you rang me up.
Yeah.
Same person who rang me up 4 times.
Guy rang me up yesterday. Did not seem interested in anything.
Yeah, there was that bloke that rang me up who I may have accidentally put the phone down on him because he wasn't listening to me.
It's like, hello,
and then
mate.
He rang me up again. And he's the one
you
that just...
inside. Yes.
Yeah, just to let you know that you can't go to work, go to education, or go to any public indoor and outdoor space because you've got to stay indoors and self-isolate.
You mean to say I'm not allowed to spread the disease?
So what you're saying is self-isolating means I can't go and just see whoever the fuck I want. So but also you understand this because if you do go out, you can get fined. Right, okay. Cheers, mate. Bloke said on the phone that if I don't answer a call from Test and Trace, you get fined as well.
We haven't got a tracker yet. So
yeah, I haven't got my portable 5G network. Us.
I've got 5G on my phone, so...
You could probably do with the portable 5G network inside you then, actually, to give you signal on that.
Yeah, a little signal boost, hotspot.
Yeah. They'll probably see me walking into one of these vaccination centres and go, right, give him the fucking E chip.
Yeah, state of him.
State of him, he don't need 5G. Give him E. Give him Edge. It's like 2 meg download. just there walking around like a fucking dial-up router. Mum's picking up the phone. What's all this fucking crackling for?
Very silly. Yeah, why was dial-up a similar thing to if you're filling up a bath but somebody else is also using your tap next door?
Just drained everything. Because dial-up, I just... It's fucking shit, wasn't it?
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Don't mention it.
Probably edit that out.
She was lazy.
Unnecessary. Dial-up just reminded me of playing RuneScape.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and getting annoyed when my mum wanted to use the phone. So I was like there trying to get a fucking Addy sword.
That's Adidas.
I was just there, fucking using archery against cows to level up my archery skill.
Not what? Not guns?
Well, it's RuneScape. You don't have a gun on RuneScape. Well, Middle Ages. Not relevant to history.
Appropriate for the time period.
Yeah, it's an appropriate...
So basically, you've shown me up there. You've shown me up.
Yeah. I might start playing RuneScape again, actually.
Yeah, do it.
Probably a quality game.
You've got, what, 6 days?
Yeah. My account's probably still active, actually. I'll probably play RuneScape Classic.
Well, while you're there, get your MSN on your Bebo, MySpace. Did you have them?
What?
Did you have them?
Yeah, of course I did.
I didn't have MySpace or Bebo.
I had MySpace and Bebo, but didn't use either of them, so shit. It's all about Pixo, isn't it? Do you remember that?
Didn't have that.
Pixo, you just made your own website, but it was all shit.
I had MSN. Didn't message that much, though. Played outside.
MSN was quality, because you'd just be like, yeah, BRB, and then just wouldn't come back for like 4 hours. Be like, oh, back now. And your mate
just having teammate.
Yeah, BRB. Come back 5 hours later. Yeah, I'm back now. Well, they're obviously offline.
Yeah.
They've obviously gone and done something else. They're not just sitting there waiting by the keyboard, just like, oh, he'll be back soon. He'll be back soon.
No, Mum, I can't come for tea. My mate's going to be back online soon.
He's going to be back. He only said BRB 3 hours ago. It doesn't normally take more than 7.
Very silly. Do you remember that time where you had to, it was mostly a lie. You know, when you would get called to have your food and... Really off pieces, isn't it? When you got called to have your food, but you had to save your game. That was the... Well, no, I've got to... Let me just... I've just got to... Oh, I've just got to go and...
Turn that off. You just turn the game. Turn the screen off, not the console.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Not back on that again, are you?
PlayStation.
Yes, Mum, sorry.
Yeah, making a weird noise. Back on it.
Haven't you got homework to do?
No, I did it at school.
Yeah.
That's a classic one, yeah. Bollocks. And it's like fucking Friday morning, you're panicking, writing down the fucking 3x table.
First one's 3, so.
Oh, what a load of fucking mucking around that was. These days, kids just on their bloody iPads and that, though.
What calculator? Well, you don't have a calculator on iPads, do you?
Yeah, probably just doing all the sums there. What?
Why does an iPad not have a calculator on it? Installed.
Yeah, unless they changed it, but it didn't. When I had my iPad, it didn't have a default calculator in it. I had to download a third-party app.
Mental.
But then also, there's not like a currency converter by default in some of these things.
Yeah, that should be a thing, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's good to know, isn't it? Knowledge.
Google it. Boring.
It's a bloody... This country's gone to dogs, really, isn't it?
Sorry. There it is. Yeah, it's gone to the dogs.
Not even like dog racing or nothing. Just the dogs. Just the pits.
The pits. Which dogs would you wish if you could? If your planet was taken over by any dog breed, what would it be?
Like a really pathetic one.
Yeah.
Like chihuahuas.
Yeah. Ratty.
Like the really ugly chihuahuas. You know the ones that like
skin ones.
Well, yeah, just the ones that, like, if you accidentally go near...
Skin chihuahuas and skin cats.
The ones that, like, if you accidentally go near them with your foot, they just die. Because, like, the vibration of you walking near them fucking kills their pathetic little brain. I hate dogs, but I just hate chihuahuas, really.
I don't mind a ratty dog. But
what's the point? What's the point in a dog that you're carrying about? I saw some woman walking a chihuahua in the park, and it was literally just, like, fucking, like, 100 metres behind her. What's the point? It's not a dog. You can't go out walking with it.
Yeah. Evolution.
It's just... Most dogs started out in life doing something like hunting and that. What was that? Started out its life so Victoria Beckham had something in her fucking handbag.
Small wolf, innit?
That's not a wolf.
Well,
I've seen a bloody wolf, mate. I know my way around bloody wolves, mate.
Wolverhampton.
Never been.
Nor have I.
It seems like the sort of place though that you could get like a kebab and chips and a punch for like £2. It seems like the sort of place that like takeaway comes with a fight.
Well, you know how comedians don't like you stealing their jokes, but
yeah, there we go.
I watched something. This comedian was from. No, it was like a gig I went to. the support act was from Wolverhampton, and he described it as what people from Birmingham throw up the night after, the morning after. That's what Wolverhampton is.
That's nice, isn't it?
Lovely. Never been.
Yeah.
Don't think I've been. Maybe I have been.
I mean, it's not sold it to me, really.
No. I think I've been. But I couldn't tell you. Boring, isn't it?
Oh, it's really boring, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it definitely just seems like the sort of place you could get a kebab for like £1, though.
Probably, yeah.
Have a night out for a tenner. In London, you can't even get to London for a tenner.
Can't even get to London for a tenner. Mental, isn't it?
There was that bloke, wasn't there, that went mad because he bought 2 fish and chips for £50.
Yeah, but fish and chips is well expensive nowadays, no matter where you are.
But also, like, surely you read the menu, you fucking stupid fuck.
Yeah, you stood in line, you berk.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe it. Well, don't buy it then.
Yeah.
If you go up to the front and they go, oh, 2 cod and 2 chips, £50, well, I don't want that then.
Yeah, you can always decide against.
Yeah, I know you would have held up the line.
Yeah.
£50 is a lot, though.
Chances are, next person behind you wants exactly the same fucking thing. You're in a fish and chip shop, you berk.
This is a lot, £50 for 2 fish and 2 chips.
Yeah, too much.
You know, fish is, yeah, as you said, fish is fuck pricey. It's about £8 a piece of cod these days.
That's what happens when you leave the EU.
But the fish are happier now.
Apparently it's going to be a shortage of chilled food products.
Bloody hell.
The comment underneath it read, it's just water under the fridge though, isn't it? So
that'd be alright. We've got loads of great produce here.
Yeah, that nobody wants to pick.
We've got loads of cheddar.
Cheddar, as in money.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Wedge, lettuce.
We don't need any of these fancy European cheeses. We can just have, like, Wensleydale.
Brie? What's that?
I don't want Brie. I want cheddar and Wensleydale and Stilton.
I do quite like Port Salut, though.
Yeah, but not these days. Can't have it these days. Banned.
Edam.
Nah, it's quite a good cheese. Quite a soft one.
Eban.
I like it,
yeah. Wait, it's just Baby Bell, isn't it?
What?
Baby Bell. Yes,
quality cheese.
We've had this chat before. I don't know if everybody on podcast or not, but you know when Baby Bell's released the cheddar version
in the
purple wrapper.
Yeah.
And then they had the diet version of the normal Edam one. Pointless.
Just diet cheese in general is just stupid.
Tasteless, boring.
It doesn't melt right.
No.
Low-fat cheese, yeah, it's dumb.
Vegan cheese doesn't melt right yet.
They haven't perfected it yet.
But it does taste good.
Yeah, it tastes all right.
Does still talk just into the roof of your mouth?
Yeah, it's very sticky.
Not the burgers from Verga.
Yeah, they're all...
Like, if I wanted the roof of my mouth to not exist, then I'd go to
good
Verga.
Good milkshakes, though.
Great milkshakes, great chips.
Yeah, chips are good, fair play.
But burgers. I want to eat it.
It's just like bean burgers in general now. I think bean burgers are a bit boring now.
Bean bags.
Bean bag quality.
Nah, but bean bags have got a connotation now, haven't they? Because any sort of like breakout space in any sort of WeWork.
Yeah.
Bean bag central. The concept. Creative office, bean bags.
The concept of a bean bag is a lot better than the execution, because once you sat on one of them motherfuckers, getting up again.
Also, where do all the beans go? You know, like. They lose their, like...
Yeah, over time.
Thing over time. Like, where do they go?
They're expensive as well, considering they're quite shittily made.
I like those Big Daddy ones.
Yeah, the big ones.
Aaron used to have one. Did you ever? We had one in Tadros. Yeah, and,
I don't think I went in his room.
No, it was in the lounge. We had it in the corner.
I might have seen it.
Probably.
Either way, just buy a chair.
Yeah, buy a chair.
More versatile.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right then, should we call it a...
I reckon so. We've gone round... We've gone round the houses.
It's been 57 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cut 2 hours, that.
What, cut 2 minutes or cut half of... What?
It's two. You decide.
No, I probably won't cut anything out, really.
Good.
Keeps it natural, innit?
It's been very PG, this one. Should have said that. Fuck's sake. There he is.
Don't just put it on a plate for me.
Yeah, true.
Fucking line that one up. You put that on the thing that you knock your golf ball from.
Tee. Yeah, tee me up, Daddy.
Golf's boring, though.
I think the premise of it's boring, yeah.
Just can't be bothered spending like 3 hours.
I don't want, like, what? Here's something I don't understand. And it's not golf, but cricket.
No, see, I like...
One, I don't understand. I don't understand the scoring system. And two...
Cricket is confusing.
It's quite seemingly... It's visually kind of boring, isn't it?
Quick cricket's fun, because it's quick.
But, like, why does it garner such a... an overwhelming audience that gets fucked and eats oranges and stuff?
I don't understand how a game of cricket goes on for so long.
No.
Like, that's why I like quick cricket, because it's like, bam, you hit it, you do your runs and that, and like, it's all just a bit, it's a fun bit. Because when you're fielding, it's fucking dull. You're just standing there, just waiting for a ball to come near you, and then when it comes near you, you don't catch it and everyone gets pissed off.
I like rounders.
Yeah, rounders is quality. It's just...
You know what you get into.
Down to the point, you muck around. You get in trouble at school if you threw the bat when you had to go running.
Yeah.
But that's because half the time you didn't... I remember
there was a time where it was just like, yeah, you don't even drop the bat because that can be seen as throwing. You had to take it with you.
No, you had to drop it, but I used to just fucking launch it behind and fucking go.
Try and get
just,
the guy.
Yeah, just try and hit someone. Just try and fucking hit someone with the bat because I was like, oh, shit.
Backstop.
What's the other one? There was like a game of like rounders, but the ball was on like a tee as well. Tee ball or something, probably, I think it was.
I don't know. Softball, baseball.
Yeah, it could have been like a softball type thing.
Handball, football, tennis. Different names.
Plenty of them.
Different needs. Well.
Right then, yeah, we just listed a load of ball-based sports then, which I'm sure is... Oh, it's over an hour now, so we'll probably get more advertising money.
Yes, boys. Ball boys.
We should do that, actually. We should just release, like, a blank podcast and see how much money we make from the advertisers.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Well, we don't make any money, do we?
Shh, don't tell the fans. Don't tell the supporters.
Don't tell the supporters. They don't need to know. They'd be excited, though.
Right.
Right, well... I need to lose, so...
Yeah, I'm going to think about my takeaway even more and probably...
Drinking this much water constantly every day.
Yeah, it's well boring, isn't it?
Need this toilet.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go stick a cotton bud up my nose so I can sneeze.
You still have cotton buds?
Yeah. Not legal yet.
No, but... what do you do with it? This isn't for the podcast, is it, really?
Clean out ears and that, isn't it?
No, you're not supposed to put them in your ears.
Yeah, but all the bit round the ear, not the inner ear, all this bit round here.
Finger,
yeah.
Isn't it?
What?
Finger.
Yeah, but it's more hygienic using a cotton bud.
Wash it in the shower.
Cleaning things, cleaning AirPods, pretty clean good for a cotton bed. Cotton bud. What?
Clean them, shower, isn't it?
Clean my AirPods in the shower. I did drop one in the
AirPods
toilet, though.
Your ears.
Yeah, but you still got clean AirPods somehow. Can't clean them in the shower.
Well, wipe.
What?
A wipe.
Yeah, but it doesn't get into all the nooks and crannies.
I didn't think about looks and crannies.
Exactly. So you're not thinking.
Not thinking.
Sick of all this fuddy-duddy thinking.
Fuddy-duddy.
Right, okay. Then.
Well, it's been beautiful. I mean, it's good to be back. We've got two guests lined up. Well, not lined up. Two guests that we know we're going to record with.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the day where they can come round and do it. you know.
We're not gonna. Yeah, so see you later.
See ya.